Lesson 17. A Noble Bargain. Throughout history, countries that have extended their borders have done so mainly by military conquest. The United States is one of the few nations that has ever done so by purchase. In one of the greatest bargains ever made, it procured almost 1 million square miles at a cost of just over $15 million. In 1802, the sovereignty of the United States ended at the Mississippi River. France had a legal claim to all the land beyond it as far as the Rocky Mountains. United States shipping on the Mississippi passed through New Orleans, Louisiana on its way to the sea, and President Thomas Jefferson was perturbed by the possibility that France might close off the river. To prevent this, he resolved to buy New Orleans, together with western Florida, from the French. Certain conditions were in Jefferson's favor. France was on the verge of war with Britain and therefore needed money. Should the British attack New Orleans, the French would, Jefferson believed, have difficulty defending it. It made sense to conclude that France would prefer the territory go to America rather than to Britain. To pursue his plan, Jefferson appointed 2 agents to represent the United States. When they met with the French foreign minister in France to discuss the purchase, he proposed that the United States buy all the land from the Mississippi to the Rockies, a total of almost 1 million square miles. The 2 Americans were flabbergasted but receptive to the idea. Congress had approved spending only $2 million. However, the cost would now greatly exceed that amount. After a considerable amount of haggling, a price of $15 million was finally agreed on. The French foreign minister commented at the time the deal was struck that the United States had made a noble bargain. Members of Congress did not concur with this view and wanted to repudiate the agreement with France. They thought that $15 million was an excessive amount to pay, and they were upset that the president's agents had agreed to the French offer without consulting them. President Jefferson appeared before Congress in an attempt to dissuade its members from voting against the purchase. He pointed out that the United States would be doubled in size by it, and that if the United States did not act promptly, the French might withdraw their offer. Somewhat grudgingly, Congress gave its assent to the Louisiana purchase. A year later, the United States flag was raised in New Orleans, signifying the end of France's involvement in North America. Just how good a bargain was the Louisiana Purchase? Iowa farmland in 2003 sold for about $2,500 an acre. The 600 million acres of land the United States bought in 1803 had cost the trifling sum of 2.5 cents an acre.